Well, here's another report from Greg Reese. Although, yes, I know he does work for Alex Jones, but sometimes he'll put out some good information. But my big beef is with his information that he puts out is that he never assigns the culpability to the kosher folks over there. And that was one of the biggest problems with Alex Jones. They keep diverting the attention, these atrocities, away from Israel, Jewish Zionism, and that whole bit. But he reports great stuff. In this video coming up, which I'm doing a little preview now, is a great history, but it's directed towards another objective. The original title of this video was Russia Recruits Americans as the United States is Destroyed from Within. That's the key issue here. The United States is being destroyed from within. So he starts off with that. Great information. Everything in there is so absolutely true and right on. And I've been reporting on this kind of stuff for years. The Russian recruitment section is more right on than not, and when you listen to it. Reese, he always omits the questionable Israel, Jewish, and Zionist activity. And he does show a real short Mossad emblem for about a half second. But if you blinked, you would have missed it. He never accuses the Jewish Zionists behind all of this mess. He explains about the globalist control. But who are these people? That's my whole point. Nobody ever says it. They keep saying the powers to be, the elite, and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and globalist control. And nobody will ever say it's the Zionists. It's the bad Jews behind all of this crap going on around the world. Okay, so he starts the title off, like I said, raising doubts about the Russians' intent. And it was not an invasion into Ukraine. Okay, people get that in your heads. This is not a Russian invasion. Now, wait a minute. When you watch this Russian training and soliciting American fighters, now, doesn't the USA train an armed terrorist? Have we forgot about Al-Qaeda, ISA, 9/11 hijackers, the White Helmets, and so many other terrorist groups that we pay for and we arm and we support? Oh, yes, and the Russian Wagner groups. Okay, there was a great little documentary on that, which I didn't bother up posing. But can you say USANED, USAID, SOROS, haha, I did that on purpose. I spelled out Soros. But see, these are all NGO organizations dumping hundreds of millions of dollars training terrorists. United States is a terrorist state, period. Fact. I have proved it so many times. They're always funding mercenary war criminals and mercenaries in Africa and all around the world. And, of course, right there in Ukraine. Oh, yes, the plausible deniability, of course, that's my opinion, is why we use mercenaries instead of actual armed force guys, because they probably can't get recruitment in. The Russia propaganda announcement is right on. What Russia is saying in this little propaganda message is right on and correctly challenges the MSM propaganda narrative. So another important facet of posting this video is I have lots and lots of links of stuff I've been saying for over 10 years. Actually for 20 years, but documented on the internet over 10 years, of how and what we need to do to the United States of America. Just look at all of these freaking links. So you'll wonder why I get hassled and deleted on the Google Zionist media. Gee, you'll wonder why. Yes, please click on some of these. If you haven't seen them, if you haven't been following me for the past 10 years, these are the kind of titles and videos I've been uploading that keep getting deleted, keep getting censored, or they just won't play. Here's one. Should America be sued for their history of worldly atrocities? Absolutely. Patriotism can be a fatal habit. Flags and white flag. Nationalism is an infantile disease. Another one. People need to consider who they're pledging their allegiance to. Real simple question there. Why hasn't there ever been a coup in the United States? That's a very good question. And the one I recently put up, because it's being omitted everywhere, is the A-Team. Take back our country. We need you more than ever. Kind of funny, because I've been watching the A-Team series lately, which I liked as a kid, and so I pulled it out and do it again. Okay, right on. Coups are us. American Forest Regime Changes and Their Aftermath. That narrative there, documentary. Okay, just the one I like, God Bless America. I think not. He or she would be damning America. Once again, all you religious guys, another fact. Okay, here's the one. Chris Hedges, Fascism and American DNA, Pulitzer Prize winning journalist. Chris Hedges has a video out there. Great stuff. Okay, a military coup, not civil war, calling all generals and admirals, take back our country, coup in lieu of the civil war. And then my favorite, the one that keeps getting hidden the most, is the fiscal revolution, the peaceful revolution, and bank runs. If you want to take down these Zionists, this is what you need to do. Boycott, divest, and sanction all of their products, goods, and services. Quit using Google. Go gray. Quit using social media. That's how you bankrupt these people and get them out of your face. Okay, let's just get to the Reese video here.
The destruction of America from within has been going on for over 200 years. 7 years after the American Revolution, the Paris Peace Treaty of 1783 established the King of England as the Prince Elector of the United States, and America continued paying debts to the Crown. During the War of 1812, the British torched the White House. The Act of 1871 created a separate corporate government for the District of Columbia, allowing it to operate with its own laws outside of the U.S. Constitution, creating the Corporation of the United States, and a new city-state for the Old World Order, with its financial capital in the City of London, its religious capital in Vatican City, and its military capital in the District of Columbia. These city-states have their own sovereignty. In 1913, the Federal Reserve Act gave full control of America's wealth to a private corporation beholden to the City of London. During the Nuremberg trials, only 19 were found guilty, while hundreds of Nazi war criminals were given jobs in the United States military-industrial complex. If you were to search online for just about any Middle Eastern country in the 1950s, you will see what the region looked like before British Petroleum, the CIA, and the Mossad turned it into a hellhole of radical Islamic rule. Placing psychotic puppets in power, the Old World Order then used it as a catalyst for the war against terror, which was then used to destabilize the region and create the catalyst for mass migration into Europe and America. Many Americans refuse to recognize the endless crimes against humanity being committed by our own government, and so, by default, they blindly support it. Even when the American government is caught funding bioweapons labs around the Russian border, many Americans turn a blind eye. And so now the majority of the world stands with Russia and see America as the main threat against humanity. A new video produced by Russia's Wagner private military is now recruiting Americans to join them in their fight against the United States, pointing out how the United States has become a force of evil and is no longer what our forefathers intended it to be.
You were a hero to your country, giving your best years in the army. You dreamed of defeating evil. You dreamed of doing much to make America great again. But in reality, you saw criminal others, the destruction of nations, the death of civilians, and all for the will of a bunch of families who thought they were earthly gods, deciding who would live under their rule and who would be destroyed. Began to realize that this is the side of evil. This is not the America the founding fathers dreamed of. It has become the focus of the evil that is destroying the whole world. And today, the only country fighting this evil is Russia. If you're a true patriot of the very future great America, join the ranks of the warriors of Russia. Help defeat evil, or it will be too late for everyone.
If Americans were as righteous as we think we are, then we would not stand for such a corrupt government, wreaking havoc on the rest of the world in our name. Instead, most of us are content fighting each other and turning a blind eye. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.